It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. There are fewer inmates at the Denver jail these days, but new numbers show it has one of the worst outbreaks of COVID-19 in Colorado. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
According to the state health department, the outbreak at the downtown detention center is worse than any other single venue in the city and among the top 10 worst outbreaks in the state. 86 inmates have the respiratory disease, with another 28 possibly exposed. They're isolated from the general population. Denver's incarcerated population is at a historic low. Still, last month, former inmates and the deputies union said the jail's procedures put people at risk. Every new inmate now gets tested at the door. David Sachs, Denverite.
Traditional graduation ceremonies are canceled and could be for some time. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
New guidance says ceremonies can't have more than 10 people. They must be outside. All participants who must have face coverings have to be screened for fever and symptoms before attending 6 feet apart from one another. No handing out diplomas or throwing of graduation hats. For districts delaying in-person ceremonies, officials warn those could lead to additional disappointment if restrictions are still in place. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado State University has broken ground on a new complex at the National Western Center in Denver. Construction started on the first of three buildings earlier this week. The buildings will focus on animal and human health. That includes veterinary education and an equine center. 5 years ago, Colorado lawmakers approved $200 million in funding for the construction. Officials say the complex will be open to the public in 2022. Pueblo is getting $300,000 to start revitalizing potentially polluted sites around its downtown and riverfront. The federal grant will help the city inventory and plan cleanup for various tracts of land so it can be developed in the future. It's 46 degrees in Pueblo, currently 47 in Denver. This is CPR News.